For me, you will come to the perfect stage. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Okay, so today's verse actually it continues the series of instructions that Lord Krishna is giving in this part of the chapter 12 of the Bhagavad Gita, and it is actually referring to karma yoga, actually in Krishna consciousness. The Lord is saying that if you cannot practice sadhana bhakti, then just work for me, and you will come also to the perfect stage. The Lord is making it easier for us. And we can see actually the wonderful purport, how Prabhupada is actually very powerfully giving strength to his movement, to the International Society for Krishna Consciousness he founded in 1966. So he's actually giving room for everyone, and he's engaging on different propensities that different people may have. So let's analyze the purport. One who is not able even to practice the regulative principles of bhakti yoga under the guidance of a spiritual master can still be drawn to this perfectional stage by working for the Supreme Lord. In other words, practicing karma yoga, working for the Lord. How to do this work has already been explained in the 55th verse of the 11th chapter. Let's have a look to that verse. We read just that class few days ago. Mat karma krin mat paramo mat bhakta sangavarjitaha nirvaira sarva bhuteshu yasamam eti bhandava. My dear Arjuna, he who engages in my pure devotional service, free from the contaminations of fruitive activities and mental speculation, he who works for me, who makes me the supreme goal of his life, and who is friendly to every living entity, he certainly comes to me. My dear Arjuna, he who engages in my pure devotional service, free from the contamination of fruitive activities and mental speculation, he who works for me, who makes me the supreme goal of life, and who is friendly to every living entity, he certainly comes to me. There's so much in this translation, actually, so many concepts, and very elevated, actually, concepts like, who engages in my pure devotional service, you know, and free from the contamination of fruitive activities, means you're not going to get an ex-body, you're just free from karma, Hare Krishna, and mental speculation. He who works for me, who makes me the supreme goal of his life, and who is friendly to every living entity. By the way, any of you like to give class, since you are senior devotees? Yeah? You want to give? You sure? Okay, so there's no problem to do. Okay, I carry on. Then, as much as I can. Here, basically, Prabhupada says how to do this work is explained in 55. Means basically just be a pure devotee and be friendly to every living entity, dedicate everything to Krishna, work for Krishna, and make him the supreme goal of life, which is actually is wonderful, and it means putting Krishna in the center and understanding that we are spiritual living entities, we are not the material body, which is the initial stage for spiritual life, and acting upon that, which is prayojana. First we need the knowledge and bandha, then we act upon that, knowledge, and then, sorry, sambandha, avideya, that's avideya, acting upon that knowledge. Sambandha is first, we need the knowledge, then we act upon it, avideya, and then prayojana, the supreme goal of life is is to love Krishna. So that's pure devotional service. So, but in not everyone may be in a situation where he can practice the regulative principles of bhakti yoga because of different circumstances. Prabhupada himself was not able, of course he was a liberated person, right? He's pure devotee, but he had, he has married life and has children and, different conditions, but it does not matter as long as you make it selflessly, understanding that everything should be done for the pleasure of Krishna, like Radharani is doing everything for Krishna. So selfless service, selfless action, selfless endeavor, that's the main thing actually. Just think about always remember him and never forget him. You cannot do that if you are not doing that selflessly, because the mind will interfere, because the mind is actually, it can be the best friend, it can be the worst enemy. So as long as we are attached to the body, we are putting ourselves in the center, and then the mind will, because the mind is the center of activities of the senses of the body, the mind will demand service. So that's Godasa, servant of the senses. But we actually need to become Goswamis, which means we are the master of the senses. Because that is only possible not by strength of lording over the senses, which is actually not possible, but because of the mercy of Rishikesh, the master of the senses, by pleasing the Lord, automatically by engaging our intelligence, classes of Bhagavad Gita, understanding the scriptures, surrendering our activities for the pleasure of Krishna, etc., different, which actually are described in this chapter. By doing that, the Lord will deliver us from the influence of the material mind, and we can actually come to the platform of making the mind our friend, because it's subordinate to the spiritual intelligence and to the spirit soul and to the Supreme Lord. So that is the way. Surrender unto the Lord and endeavor and pray and make friends, surrender to the lotus feet, Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam, like that. So this is the idea. This is a process many times explained, but because we need to hear, so many times we need to hear and repeat and again and again and again, go over and over. Let's see if we can make it, we can improve somehow or another, The influence of the material energy is so powerful, so powerful. And we are under the modes, and we actually, so many times, at least myself, we don't know what is the right thing. And we get reactions here and there, and it's like, it's bewildering. This material energy is like being in one of these wars, and then you just, that's naked, and bullets crossing in the air everywhere. And you're just like, I don't know how to handle this situation. And it is all very important not to commit offenses. Devotional life is wonderful, but we need to rectify, be able to understand that the value of the devotees of the Lord, and be friendly not only to them, but to everyone, to be well-wishing to everyone, to follow what Jesus Christ, on his very famous rule of golden rule of putting ourselves in the sufferings of other people's shoes, to understand that that's our brother, and we want the best for them. That's a high platform, actually. But it is a wonderful opportunity to practice that. It is actually, we are very, 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 very incredibly fortunate to be experiencing this. Hirai Chaitanya, I remember, once told me, and we were chanting japa in the morning, and we were commenting about this experience of this endeavor of perfecting ourselves is the best endeavor one can ever aspire for, you know. So, yeah, it is difficult, maybe difficult, but success is based on failure, you know, unless you are maybe even the Pandavas or even Prabhupada, super pure, power devotee. So many struggles, so many failures, so many difficulties in India, in married life, in preaching, everywhere. In America, where such a struggle, so much, so much. And the result is such a wonderful gem, such a divine power, all spreading Krishna consciousness so all over the world, you know, creating so many temples, and, you know, such a level of founder acharya, worldwide movement, in Kali Yuga. So, yeah, we need to endeavor. Of course, we are not in the level of Prabhupada. We can never be in this level. But his preaching by example means we should take the example of that, even though it apparently may appear that we have to face so many difficulties, which are real for us, but we have to know that these are teachings of Krishna. So there it may be suffering, but still we need to know what is the lesson I need to learn. We need to communicate with the Lord, surrender unto Him, remember Him's lotus feet in the heart, remember Govinda's beautiful form in the deity, and try to please the devotees as according to what is Krishna's plan. So we are able to put our false ego aside and understand that we're not here to lord it over. And we shouldn't create and give pain to others, especially to the devotees of the Lord, because that will create a lot of trouble for us. Because nama aparada, Vaishnava aparada, is actually creating reactions, creating anarthas, also up to the level of prema, almost bhava bhakti. So that means that we'll have to suffer quite for some time. So it's better to be very, very careful and to be able to rectify, to not to commit more. And if we have committed, be able to please the devotee somehow or another. And to expect, we should look for the mercy of the devotees. We should look for the mercy, and we should be merciful as much as possible. And understanding everything is forgiving everything, actually. We should be able to understand why people behave like that rather than being merciless. So we should be merciful. You know, the devotees of the Lord are full of, like desire trees, full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. You know, we're singing, this is a pranam for the devotees. Otherwise, if we are not, this is one of the main primary qualities of the devotee, to be able to be merciful, you know. As long as we are not, we don't give mercy, we cannot get it. We cannot get it. It's a simple process. It's the law of giving, you know. If you give, you get. That's simple as that, you know. If you don't give, you don't get. So, must be, and the more you give, the more you get. You know, so it's like the spiritual economics, you know. It's like this, you know. So maybe better to treat others as ourselves, and to also to keep going. If we do that, then we'll have a clear path towards Krishna, because Krishna says that whoever is my devotee is not really my devotee, but devotee of my devotee, he is actually my devotee. So that's the idea, that we should be the devotees of the devotee. We should be actually worshipping somehow or another, serving each other, and pleasing each other, having exchanges of prasadam, gift, and revealing the mind, about Krishna, actually, revealing the mind about topics of Krishna, and hearing about topics of Krishna from other devotees, senior devotees, and in this way, we can practice our regulative practices of sadhana bhakti in this case, if it applies, or karma yoga also in Krishna consciousness in a much better way. So the Srila Prabhupada is also continues saying that one should be sympathetic to the propagation of Krishna consciousness, which is Lord Chaitanya's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu desire to distribute the mercy, to others. And personal experience, I know for certain that if you try to distribute, at least if you endeavor, if you just go distribute books as much as possible, and every opportunity, Harinam, book distribution, then you actually getting the tickets for the lottery. Actually, you are getting reinforcing, isn't it? Becoming stronger, and you can actually get more mercy from the whole parampara. This is so much endeavor, so many acharyas, so many books have been written for us, so many preparing, passing down the mango, preparing how to handle down this Krishna consciousness. So we should cooperate as much as possible with fearlessly and taking shelter of Krishna. Then shouldn't be much problem. If we take shelter of the Lord, even if we are facing some anarthas or some enemies, like lust, greed, or whatever it is there, envy, and we should try to cooperate and then be able to harmoniously help to the propagation of this Hare Krishna society. And then there are many devotees who are engaged in the propagation of Krishna consciousness, and they require help. So even if one cannot directly practice the regulative principles of Bhakti Yoga, he can try to help such work. Every endeavor requires land, capital, organization, and labor. So this is a clear message for Grihasthas and anyone who can help. Just as is in business, one requires a place to stay, some capital to use, some labor, and some organization to expand. So the same is required in the service of Krishna. Prabhupada makes it so simple, so clear, you know. And it makes so much sense, you know. And it actually is like that. And it is beneficial for everyone. This spiritual economics also apply here, because by giving to Krishna, then you're going to get. And if you give to Lord Chaitanya's movement, then you're going to be very happy, very, very detached from your attachments, you know, from your personal attachment to possessions, or I am mine. Hare Krishna Vasili, please come in if you like. Take the Bhagavad Gita here if you want. So, you know, this is the Krishna consciousness movement. It's just starting less than 50 years. We have 3 years and a half. We have come right. 1966 or 2016, and like that. So it's just starting, and Prabhupada explains that the only difference is that in materialism, one works for sense gratification. Yeah? The same work, however, can be performed for the satisfaction of Krishna. Yet, and that is a spiritual activity. So it's not that we need to chant. You can see there, this is in French. Take an English one. Is this, this is 513. 512. So basically it's the same thing. You work or whatever activity you do, you just don't do it for yourself. You know? The mind will tell you, do this for you. Actually, we are not even recognizing that that is the mind. We are the mind, you know. It is me, let me. Oh, so many, this malicious mind, you know. The mind is the speaker of this greed, anger, pride, you know, all this. But personalities are there. So, but still, with practice we get, and with reading literatures related to Krishna, we'll actually recognize these tendencies within us, and we able to get detached by chanting Hare Krishna, by japa specifically. We get detached from the mind, so we should be able to recognize those anarthas, and we should be able to come to the pure spiritual platform one day, where actually the soul is free from that influence. Every time that we actually neglect temptations, we overcome temptations, we get spiritual blessings. The same concept in Christianity. These temptations Lord Jesus Christ had to face, and the teachings are there. So, because the mind is so powerful, now, therefore we need transcendental literature, transcendental knowledge, transcendental instructions from a spiritual master. We surrender, because they can help us. Why? Because the Lord empowers the spiritual master to help us. So, Prabhupada is saying, if one has sufficient money, he can help in building an office or temple. This is on top of the page, 512, for propagating Krishna consciousness. Or he can help with publications. There are many fields of activity, and one should be interested in such activities. And I just remember how Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, spiritual master of Prabhupada in India, he created the Gaudiya Math, 64 maths all over India, and also he sent different disciples to Germany, to England, different places. Actually, during the Second World War, there is Nazis time, Bon Maharaj went there to Germany, and I mean, you can make a film, actually, you know, all this. Actually, the svastika and all that comes from India. Of course, it's wrongly applied, but anyway, I'm not going to enter too much in that. But what I wanted to say is that he had four printing presses, and he had these printing presses working day and night, producing literatures. He was able to publish amazing amount of books and magazines. This, if you go to the library, you have the Sajana Toshani, harmonist, was published in Bengali, in English, which is the harmonist is the English name. And I'm not sure if it was in, I think it was in Hindi or Bengali either. Hindi or Sanskrit. Either, I think, maybe probably Hindi. And then he said, this is Yukta Vairagya, you know, it's a technology, it's just modern technology, printing press, you know. Some of these sadhus go to the Himalaya, so-called, you know, renouncers. But it's Palgu Vairagya, because what it is you renounce the world, but it is not more intelligent to use everything, to use, if it helps, to propagate, to print books people can read, can gain Krishna consciousness. Bhaktisiddhanta said, actually these books are real temples. These books and these devotees are more valuable than the temple made of bricks, you know. Temple made of bricks, what is the use of? Okay, people can come. So people can come, people are there. People actually, that these are temples, we should work on people. This is actually the highest concept of preaching, the highest concept of business, anything. Everything is about relationship. We are living entities. There is nothing else, living entities or matter. You don't have intermediate other. This second, this external energy of the Lord is made of living entities, I mean, of material elements, and the living entities. So we're dealing with spiritual entities, with spirit souls. This is what is the, you cannot have success if you are dealing in any other way. You have to understand that, first of all, most important is devotees. And books, if you can distribute books, devotees can get the knowledge, can get the process of purification, can get bhakti. So we have elevated devotees, so that's why. So he called this printing press, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati called this printing press, this Mrihadmiranga, and he considered these machines actually worthy of worship, because they were engaged in the distribution of God consciousness all over India. And that's a elevated and I was quite revolutionary by that time. He was practicing austerity, chanting constantly during 9 years Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in Bengal, near Mayapur. He was chanting how many? 1 million names? 10 million names? And 9 years non-stop, almost chanting and chanting. When he came back, he took Bhaktivinoda course concept. It's a concept which is was already there, but Bhaktivinoda took it from the scriptures and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati applied. So, and he was using everything for the Lord's service. So time is up. Time is over. So any questions or comments, chastisements, and anything? Okay, thank you for listening so attentively. And Hare Krishna.